host Quentin. We got one hour of British music, and across from me here is my lawyer, Dave Mullicky, duty counsel. How's it going, Squire?
Are you alone in the room?
Oh, yeah.
Good. Did you say anything?
To who, Dan?
Yeah.
No.
Good, good.
I kept it quiet.
All right, all right. And don't give them any body samples.
Okay. We got a whole hour of excellent music coming up from Britain and, you know, hits and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And the weather and things like that.
Thank you. like a dying ember.
May 12, 2009, British Columbians will again be voting on whether to adopt the new voting system recommended by the BC Citizens Assembly on Electoral Reform, BCSTV. BCSTV is a more representative system in which elected representatives accurately reflect and are accountable to the will of voters. If you're interested in helping the campaign to bring fairer voting to BC, you can email us at fairvoteubc@gmail.com or visit the campaign website for more information at stv.ca. A message from the UBC Fair Vote Club.
I've been trying 10 years through the toil and tears just to get a hold on you.
Won't you come a little closer, baby? This your plain to see. I need your love so bad, it's driving me mad. That's what's the matter with me.
I wanna hug you, kiss you, squeeze you till my arms fall off.
Here
Okay, it's just past quarter past five on CITR 101.9 FM. That was Holly Golightly and the Brokeoffs, which is, I guess, her latest combo that she's playing with. There's an album called Dirt Don't Hurt. That was I Want to Hug You, Kiss You, Squeeze You. What's your opinion?
Well, it was...
Jersey Council.
All right. Yeah. Well, luckily, you know, it broke one of the rules and it did say something. It was good. I don't know. It was kind of rough and raw. So if you like that, it's good. I would definitely drink
one
it.
One does. She's a garage rocker, right, normally. That's pretty much an established thing.
And I like the band's name. I would drink to it. I would totally drink to it.
Yep.
It's good drinking. I just see myself at like a honky-tonk.
Are you drinking tonight?
I will be, yeah, at the Railway Club.
Okay. Yeah. We'll get details for that later.
Outstanding.
Okay, after the next break. But prior to the Holly Golightly track, which is a new CD that's in your shops right now, The School of the Seven Bells... from their album called Alpinisms, and it looks like Twin Girls head up that band. Didn't see the cover yet.
Was that the oldie time one? Oh, no, that was these guys. Okay.
Oh, no, the oldie time one was the the Apple Jacks, I think it is. Anyway, it's...
A funny thing
September
is...
September in the Rain.
Funny
right?
thing about if it is the Apple Jacks, I like that one a lot. Apple Jack is the quintessential American alcohol, you know?
What is that, cider?
No. It's a hard liquor. And it's not a apple brandy. It's apple whiskey, essentially.
Okay.
And it's older. Well, that's the thing. It's older than bourbon. It's you know, cheaper than more. They make it everywhere you can get your hands on apples, right? And then the places that you don't make it, they drink it because you can ship it.
Oh, I see. Kind of like the Northwest India Pale Ale that they used to ship from Vancouver to India.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, from Rockton Oval.
Yeah.
That's exactly
what
happened.
These beer labels don't lie. And that is what they claim.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway, they opened the show with the Cardiacs. And, the lead singer of the Cardiacs actually had a cardiac arrest last year. He's not risen from his bed yet.
The headline makers must have been just, it's sort of like biographies for people. The obituaries are pre-written as soon as you're famous. They must have been waiting for the Cardiacs to have a cardiac.
I think, yeah, they probably did have that previously written. It's too bad because I think he's quite badly off. And, fans of the Cardiacs are going to have to wait even longer for some new material.
But then let's see.
That was the last new material which came out last year.
So
that scene.
So do they wait for Anthrax to get Anthrax? Definitely.
You're on fire.
Yeah.
Philosophical question. I've got a question about when you were Dave Malicki duty counsel, did you ever give legal advice from Rick Beach on the phone?
That's not impossible. It could have happened.
Yeah, so in some ways you have been a Rick Beach vendor.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Did you ever do that?
I did, yeah. I never thought about that. That's true. Wow. Giving legal advice.
Summertime's coming up again.
Yeah, I know. It's time to make some money out there.
Think about it, folks. It's actually raining today, though. But, as George Barrett said, that washes away all the bad news. This is a track off of the new album by Max Tundra, which is called Parallax Error Beheads You. The track's called
That was one of my grand's favorites, actually.
That was going to be more professional than it was. So here we go.
Oma loved this one.
Read a Maya Darren book and shoot a staircase. Gather urgent footage for the introduction. Mess around with framing during post-production. Life with a tripod in Manchester Beckett. Panning the high street to 12 frames a second. Film a cloud on Super 8. Thread it through and check the gate. We'll
each other. Mr. and Mrs., you gotta love one another. Think of the future.
that was no worse than an Oster po' boy near Granville Island. That was really, really tasty. I thought that Japanroids.
Oh, the Japanroids.
Yeah, I thought that was. That was very good.
The Japanroids is a two-piece band from here in Vancouver.
And that,
a guitarist and a drummer, and they both yelp and yowl.
And the, what was the track? It was called The Rockers East Vancouver, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, well, it was good. It was rocking. And it reminded me, they say on there, you know, they're ripping off far too many bands to count. It's true. Like, I heard The Strokes in there, and I heard, well, I always hear... Yes, but I heard John Spencer Blues Explosion.
Although the track listing does look like a list of Facebook status updates.
Unfortunately,
is that just a spirit of the age thing? Esprit de gut.
Oui, c'est ça. Mon vieux.
Before that, it was Jackie Trent and Tony Hatch with Mr. and Mrs.
Yeah.
And they actually were husband and wife team. Jackie Trent was a ghetto singer of the 60s. I don't know. I've never been that keen on her because she's got a kind of school marm, Sunday school teacher voice. But some enthusiasts
like just that thing. Yeah.
Yeah. And Tony Hatch was a kind of composer arranger guy who he did most of Petula Clark's big hits. And TV themes was actually his gold mine in the end. And Mr.
Nice.
And Mrs. was the theme song for. What they call the dating game here.
Oh, okay. And do you know what's... That's not going again, is it? Like, some shows have been re-retroized?
The dating game? It's still going.
Really?
Oh, yeah. It's got a whole different format, though. Haven't you seen it?
No. I find that shocking. I find that astounding. I find that astonishing.
You need to speak to your cable provider, my friend.
Oh, yeah. Cut me off. So, let's see. Overall, I thought that was a nice little set. Man, this is great. I got to tell you that on this rainy Sunday on the ride up, I was listening to CITR, and it was good. You know why?
Why?
Because
was this when Dan was on?
Well, that was good. That was good. But then after I dropped my buddy off, and I'm in the car, and there was something I didn't like, so I just I checked for 8 seconds, you know. That's the beauty of CITR. It's always worth listening for 8 seconds. You can't say that about any other station.
Yeah, so stay tuned to CITR is what you're really trying to say.
Yeah, because...
In 8 seconds' time, we probably will have something better.
Six, five, three, one, zero, two, three, two.
You're gonna treats me with respect. He says he loves me all the time. He calls me 15 times a day. He likes to make sure that I'm fine. You know I've never met a man who's made me feel quite so secure. He's not like all them other boys. They're all so dumb and immature. That's just one thing.
Vägen full av vann, samme fan. Det må være nå. Bedre her på stedet for oss to.
Merci. världen lyser tid som strömmen in i mitt liv. In i mitt liv.
Paradis, allt det löser från den stadsdär.
You know something? I would much rather be an old woman than who I am right now. Everyone
why,
should
oh
act,
why, oh Lord.
Everyone. I've been hanging out with some old ladies. It's been awesome. But everyone should act more like old women.
Why?
Outspoken. Get up early. Eat right. Let's see.
I hope some angry old woman wants to call in and say that this is a stereotype that they don't adhere to.
Listen, the old women that I know, oh, they laugh, right, at themselves, at everyone else. They actually have this great moral passion for what the hell is going on.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, the list goes on. What else? Let's see. You know, have the benefit of seeing, you know, seven decades of fashion come and go.
Uh-huh.
So they know how to make themselves look good.
Okay.
Let's see. Wonderful dinner partners.
All right.
I'm going to be more like, if, the more you are.
Your mission for this week
is to be more
report
like.
Report back in 2 weeks' time when we have our next show.
Yeah. And speaking of
just
shows.
Don't get into the clothes.
Yeah. And speaking of shows, we got after us, of course, there's Queer FM with Heather at 5, and followed eventually by DJ Smiley Mac. When the hell's he on?
He's not on until like 10.
10, well, yeah, that's right. Transcendence, okay.
Maxwell at 9, and
Rhythms India at 8, yep. And Mondo Trasho, which of course is Maxwell again.
At 9, still running.
Still
9 o'clock in another universe.
O'clock.
Okay, before we talked so incoherently, we were listening to over at the Frankenstein Place, of course, from the Rocky Horror Show, that one by Norwegian cast.
Norwegian? I thought it was Icelandic. Wow.
And before that, Lily Allen, which I know you're still trying to resist loving this album. I could see the torture in your face. You're like Two-Face and Batman. You're so twisted up. On one side, you don't want to like it.
Well, you know,
on the other hand, you are laughing loudly.
How can you not like the fact that she's now taken, I don't know who it is that they did it by, but that track itself, it was so perfectly chosen to be like a musical snippet of the zeitgeist, you know. It's very clever. Very clever now. Now it's gone to like marketing machine and like making choices based on what's going to pump it out. Yeah. As opposed to just the lovable pop that it was.
Anyway, the album's out there called It's Not Me, It's You. I'm sure it's selling,
unfortunately, too many
respectably
numbers. Yeah.
I don't know who buys these things,
man.
To be honest. Who wants a piece of junk in their house? You know, the CITR office is just like jam-packed with piles of crap CDs. It's like quite unreal.
Yeah, so how did she so quickly go? Did she only have that one CD in her, you know, that one album in her? You know, that was fun and light and, you know.
Wait, which one are you talking about? You so far love every track on this second album.
No, I don't.
You've only heard two tracks and I think you smile all your way through both.
Well, it was clever in what it was. Yeah, sure, it was still fun. Yeah. But it was fun not in the way that made me love her so much at first. Right? You know, that exuberant white summer frock with the blue polka dots, you know.
Listen, if you're going to be a hater, hate on this thing.
No. I'm quite happy to be a true Canadian, right? Which includes the Aboriginal approach to complex interrelationships where, you know, even in war, you don't want winners. You want there to be mutual gain of a kind.
Right.
So
makes sense.
So that's what I'm giving to Lily. you know, to give her a chance to maybe explain herself. Maybe there's some reason why she's gone this direction, but it's, I think, pretty obvious.
I think she's always been in this direction.
Yeah, okay, it's me that's changed, not Lily.
Yeah, I know, she is more or less the same. I mean, look at that cover shot. Prom dress, yes.
Yeah, check, check, check.
Novelty headgear, yes.
Yeah.
Like, that's about it. All right, it's 12 minutes till Queer FM begins.
Can we quickly promote the Railway Club? You want to play a tune?
No, go for it right now.
All right. Yeah, the Railway Club, this wonderful family for the last generation or two has supported independent local music. So you should, if you're downtown, check it out.
Yeah, you know who's playing?
Yeah, let's see. Harold Nix, Anna Bon Bon, Hard Rock Miners. God. Someone Taylor. I got to tell you, it's like...
It's a huge ridiculous lineup.
It's a ridiculous lineup. The price is by donation. And it's going to be anyone you've had drinks with in the last...
Yeah, Butch Murphy will be with. Be there. You know, the guys from the Saturday Afternoon Jam will be there. Everybody's going to be there.
Yeah, and anyone you've been drinking with and running into gigs in the city, anywhere in the city, you know, there's going to be some of those people at this thing tonight. It's going to be great.
Okay, good. Okay, right. I'm in the mood for some old school hardcore techno. So this is Digital Boy with OK All Right.
Significant to me again, just on me again, I'm a broken heart. How can I love again? Now she's gone again, I'm on that ship again, call a sinking heart. Oh, I am so lonely, and the man who would kill for love. The man who would kill for, man who would kill for, man who would kill.
in all the wrong again. Types of bar again, so full of charm. A bag of drinks again, for a thousand girls again. In the hope again, I'll find another you.
There they go, that was the Mills Brothers with Smoke Rings. That's for all the smokers listening right now. It's 3 minutes to six and we're about to go, so I'll quickly just say that before the Mills Brothers was Space, with the song Begin Again. I dedicate that one to David Wignall and Eddie. I think one of them told me that that album by Space was their jam when they lived in Whistler at one point.
Not bad.
Which must have been in the 90s, I guess. So I randomly chose that from a compilation CD, and man, there's some bad tracks on this. Thank God, I mean, it could have been so bad. This has got Eagle Eye Cherry, Garbage, Natalie Imbruglio, like another Garbage song, Reef,
wow.
The Mighty Mighty Boss Tones. Oh man, look what's track 18. This is what we're going to play. Oh my God. Chumbawamba.
Yeah.
He's on here, 1997. Okay, so now I got some more details.
Good, good, good.
Okay, we're going to play some Chumba. Because we were chilling outside of the what used to be the Rage and reminiscing about that Chumbawamba gig.
Which
what,
was
yesterday, was that?
Yeah, day before. Outstanding. Let's go to track 18, baby. Relive our everyone's best times.
But we have to say bye-bye because...
Yep. Heather's going to be coming in and giving you the best in queers, news, views, the muse, everything that's not obtuse.
Or a snooze, probably. Although, yeah. The jury's still out on that one. Anyway, we'll be back in 2 weeks' time. Next week at this time, DJ Kraz. This is Chumbawamba with Amnesia.